This week is graciously sponsored by the Rosenzweig's Lilui Nishmas Bela Freda Bas Reb Chaim Wolf, memory of Reb Konimus Ben Reb Moshe Yisrael, whose yahrzeit happens to be today, and in memory of Avram Yoav and Shmuel, and of course by the Pinsker family, Lilui Nishmas Rachel Bas Elchanan Tzvi Halevi, learning in the Mishnayos in the shul have been sponsored continuously. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Basar Vietzchak. We're learning Misakta Olos. We're in the 15th parak. We're going to learn Mishnah, Ches, and Tes. So the Mishnah tells us, Chatzar HaKever, what if somebody's standing in the courtyard of a kuch, of a catacomb? Haomi B'Silcha Torah, Achei Ba'arba Amos. A person is standing in the catacomb, he's Torah, as long as it's four Amos, Kedivri Beishamai. B'Sil Omrim, Arba Tvachim. B'Sil says, if you get within four Tvachim, and the courtyard is only four tefachim square, a person is standing there as Torah. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, it has to be its own area, its own rishus, its own dalet amos square. According to Beis Hillel, if it's four tefachim square, it's considered separate from the burial chambers all the way around. Korosh asa golo lekever, what if you have a beam that's being used to cover a grave? Bein omedes, bein muta al tzida, whether it's standing up tall, or whether it's lying on its side, ain tamei ela keneged haPesach. The only thing that becomes tamei is whatever is opposite the opening of the grave, not the other side. Asa rosha golo lekever. But if one end of the beam is made into a golo, ain tamei ela ad arba tefachim. What's going to be tamei is until the end of four tefachim, the space around it. Ubizmanchu asid la good. But if the rest is going to, that's assuming that the rest is going to be chopped off. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kula Chibur, he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's all considered one big unit, and so therefore, it's going to be a situation, so long as you haven't chopped off the top of the beam, even though you're going to do so, it's going to be considered entirely a Chibur, and it's going to all become Tamei. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Chavashi Malea Mashkim Torim, what if I had a tightly sealed barrel? Umukefes Tzamed Pasil, and it's sealed. V'asa Golo Lekever. And I touched it, and I used, and that thing was made into a cover for a grave. So Nogea, the one who touched it, Tamei to Mashiva. You're going to be Tamei to Mashiva. You touched the grave. But ironically, the thing that you touched, the liquid that's inside that thing, is going to be considered Torah, because the Torah says that if it's Mukav Tamid Pasa, the liquids are going to be Torah. What if I use an animal as a cover for a grave? So Hanogei Abba, if you touch the animal, Tamei to Mashiva. Since it's the top of a grave, the person's going to be Tamei to Mashiva. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Sheish Bo Ruach Chaim Einam Matamei Mishem Golol. If it's alive, it's not able to become Tamei as a Golol. It could get up and move at any point in time. It's not really much of a cover in that situation. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, will continue. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.